Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It looks like it's going to be another good day on the market, Paul.
Yeah, we're up 1% between yesterday and today so far. So we keep this pace up. We'll be at 10,000 on the S&P 500 by Labor Day, I think. So an Apple will be worth, instead of $3 trillion, they'll be worth maybe $6 trillion. So, yeah, we're off to a good start. And I think some of it is just money coming into the market from 401ks and people making their contributions and bonuses getting paid, et cetera. January tends to be a pretty good month of the year anyway because of that month. That flow of money coming into the markets.
Are you and your fellow financial advisors all looking to the Labor Department's jobs report, which is coming out Friday?
Always. Every jobs report is the most important one since the last jobs report. Yeah. So, this one is, it's going to be interesting. We get the what they call the job openings and labor turnover report today, and it's going to give us an indication of how many jobs are out there and available, and I think it's going to be more of the same. There's still a lot of jobs that are going hunting for employees, and I think the jobs data is going to give us information too on what we're seeing from wage growth, which unfortunately, because inflation has picked up, your wages now are lagging inflation, so you're not keeping up anymore.
These updates that are coming this week from the Institute for Supply Management, what's that all about, and do we care about that?
We actually do care about it. It's a survey that goes through the service industry as well as manufacturing, gives us an idea of what pressures they're seeing, what their outlook is on business. Any reading above 50 is indicating expansion, and we've been above 50 and even above 60 over the last 12 months. So as long as that continues to be above 50, most of those that are in the manufacturing and supply industries are looking very favorably at the economy.
And how worried are you guys about the rising costs and consumer spending, how it affects that?
Yeah, it's one that's going to have an impact over the course of the year. It's not immediate, but it's going to have an impact. We're all seeing it at the stores, the gas station, et cetera. Everything is costing more, and as you highlighted earlier, the boxes are getting smaller for the same price. And so consumers have been spending. Retail sales have been running at a 10% annual clip now for the better part of 8 months. And that's what is going to be the focus now of the Fed, I think, over the next 12 months as they cut back on their bond purchases and start raising interest rates. And that's going to create some problem for the markets because that easy money is coming to an end at some point. And it's going to take some time before the markets figure out how to deal with it.
Among the New Year's resolutions people will try to keep but probably give up on in a couple of weeks, financial resolutions. Let's talk about some of these. We hear, take a look at your portfolio, rebalance. Has anything drastically changed from a year ago at this time?
Oh, a lot has changed. So the S&P 500 is up over 25% over the last year. The fixed income portion of the portfolio is probably down about 1% to 3%. So a 50-50 mix in stocks and bonds now means that you're probably close to 60% equities, 40% bonds. And if the markets do fall 10, 15, 20%, you have more money now at risk. So to rebalance, that means selling off your winners and buying some of the losers, because that's over a long period of time, you're going to see benefits from doing that. It's hard to do mentally to sell those things that are doing very well. But the best thing to do is to sell them when they are doing well, to buy those that aren't.
When we hear advice like reset your retirement savings, does that mean what we're just talking about here, rebalancing?
There's some of that that goes on, because what a lot of people do is a fix it and forget it. You know, when I got hired 15 years ago and I set my 401k up, I haven't looked at it since. And you want to do that on a regular basis. For a lot of people outside their house, a 401k is their biggest asset. So it's one that they want to take a look at regularly, once a quarter, every 6 months or so. And again, rebalance. Also take a look at how much am I contributing? Am I contributing the maximum? If I'm not, maybe bump it up a percentage point or two as you get a pay raise over the course of the year.
What about your credit report and checking that and improving that?
I think it's important to do that. I mean, we got caught actually myself in the fact that somebody's taking a look at putting a credit card out there in my name. So it's out there. It's going to be an issue. So you want to stay on top of who's looking at your credit report, what is going on, making sure that the numbers are right. Your credit report is important. If you're going out to buy a house, buy a car, do some of those things, people are going to be looking at your credit report. So you want to have knowledge of what that looks like before you go in and apply for a loan.
And you can see that for free, can't you?
You can see it for free from Experian, from Equifax, and there's one other one there. So those are the three majors that you want to take a look at, and you can log online and do that for free.
And we're getting a lot of offers now in the mail from credit card companies, and this question always comes up. Is it good to open new accounts or not? Because they'll ding your credit report, won't they?
To a certain extent, what they do is they take a look at the ratio of how much you have available in credit and how much you're using. So if I have $100,000 in available credit and six different credit cards, companies are going to look at that as my potential borrowing power. So if I'm going out to buy a car, they may look at that and say, well, you can use up to $100,000 on your credit card. You're now going to borrow a car. You have the potential to borrow now maybe $130,000, $140,000 versus your income. Maybe we're not going to give you that loan. So you have to be somewhat careful about what you have available in credit line. So it's not how much you're how many credit cards you have, it's how much total credit do you have available to you if you were to max out all the cards versus your income.
And would it be bad if you're checking your credit report and the top line says, you don't want to see this? Would that be an indication that there's a problem?
Probably, yeah. It's not one of those where you're seeing balloons and confetti coming down on your credit report. It's something that you're going to want to pay attention to.
Paul Nolte, Senior VP, Kingsview Wealth Management. As always, thanks for the info, Paul. And have a good Zoom year.
We're hoping for a little more face-to-face. Thank you.